Welcome to this week's Point Community Church Sunday Sermon. If you'd like to learn more about the Point Community Church, please visit our website at tpcc.org.au.
My name's Steve Kovitz. I'm the lead pastor, and as Steve Begbie's already mentioned, I'm here to speak into vision. Going forward. That's what we're up to this morning. But before we just get there, let me say again, happy birthday. It is exciting. I've deliberately, during the week and definitely this morning, not been trying to think about too many stories over the last 20 years because I'll get too emotional. It is phenomenal. I'll speak in just a little bit, actually toward the end of the talk. This isn't actually our 20th birthday. It's a little bit older. There was a lounge room Bible study going. So picture some Christians in a lounge room, and then 20 years later, a couple of services and all that's going on. It is extraordinary what God has done. I am so grateful to everything that has already been done here this morning in terms of we've been well and truly reminded through song, through emceeing, through the prayers just then, all praise be to God. Like, there's just nothing but tremendous grace. Phil's right. It would also be helpful to do the lowlifes of the last 20 years. We're a family. We are broken, and yet look what God's done. Yeah? Extraordinary. And I'm so grateful that this morning already the name of Jesus has been put forward. It always has been about Jesus. It always is about Jesus. It always will be about Jesus. We're going to have a think about vision this morning. I'm going to pray. You ready? Let's pray. Yeah, Almighty God, thank you that we can come before the Creator, the Almighty, the Holy One, the One who right now has who knows how many angels worshipping you, and we get to come and pray. We get to come and hear you speak. We get to long for that day where we're with you because you have promised and you always deliver on your promises that we're going to be there with you. And so remind us this morning of who you are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm here to give a talk on our vision. Next week we're going to do mission, the following week strategy. And over the years I have had a love-hate relationship when it comes to vision, mission, strategy for church. But then I realized vision, mission and strategy is what makes my marriage strong. Every holiday, Nicole and I end up talking about where we want our family to be up to in 12 months' time, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We end up analyzing where we are now and the steps that we will take to get there in 12 months. Now, don't panic. We don't take whiteboards and sticky notes away with us. We're not meeting in a boardroom. These chats happen as we're going for an early morning walk or over a casual Arvo tea. We don't even use the language of vision, mission, and strategy. We just know we need to set a few targets and plan how we're going to get there. Otherwise, the busyness of life will distract us from what is really important. And in the same way I enjoy the blessings of a healthy marriage, I want to enjoy the blessings of a healthy church family. I now have a healthy respect for vision, mission, and strategy when it comes to church. Our vision, mission, and strategy help us analyze the health of our church family, set a few targets, and plan how we're going to hit those targets, because otherwise, the busyness of life will distract us from what is really important. And so we want our vision, mission, strategy to be biblical, to be saturated in prayer, to glorify God. We look to God in His word and prayer to grow our church. We want to be healthy as He grows us. Lord willing, that will keep us from becoming presumptuous, from becoming proud. But at the same time, looking to God should keep us excited and ambitious. When it comes to glorifying God by building a healthy church, we want to be humble and hungry. We want to be humble and hungry. We want to be humble and hungry. Listen, Jesus demands that his people be humble. Jesus set the example, didn't he? Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus sets the example. We're explicitly told to have the same mind as Jesus, who did not hold his equality with God. He didn't hold on to it. He humbled himself. He humbled himself to the point of being spat on, to be ridiculed, to be humiliated, ultimately to be executed. Through Jesus, we discover that humility is true greatness. Jesus' people are humble people. And we're also to be hungry. Now, Habakkuk 2:14 is one of my favorite verses. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes, yes, yes. Christians long to see the glory of God manifested so that the entire universe sees his glory, praises his glory. For none of us lives to himself and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. The glory of God compels us to be humble and hungry. Oh, but oh. The devil loves to lay before us busyness and hardship. The devil loves to distract us. And so this year we've made some changes to the way that we use vision, mission in particular. This week I'm going to speak to vision. Next week, speak to our mission. And then third week, the how, the strategy. But this week we're looking at our vision. Vision implies sight. That's why you pay me the big bucks. I'm pretty intelligent, yeah? Vision implies sight. And so the first thing I want to do in this talk is to set our sights on the eternal future. And so our first heading is the vision. And then we'll look at our three targets of the point's new vision. That's where we're headed. And so firstly, the vision. For good reason, Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 12 are favorite verses for many Christians. I'm going to read them again. So Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. After this, I looked. After this, I looked. I looked. There's something here to see. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen! Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." The greatest sporting moments include the victory celebration. You know, the fan base gathers full of joy and admiration for their heroes. There's ticket tape, there's pyrotechnics, there's full throttle, uninhibited cheering. Brothers and sisters, the vision of the Bible is our victory celebration. And note, we'll all be there. All as in every single Christian, from every single nation, tribe, people, language, from every single millennia, century, decade, year. We're talking about millions upon millions upon millions. Nobody can count. And with full throttle, uninhibited abandon, we praise. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Listen, this will be the greatest moment of your life. You will finally and completely be self-forgetful. There will not be a hint, a whiff, a linger of guilt or shame. There will be nothing but joy and pride and praise for the salvation God won for you. The great gathering is the vision. I wish we could be there now. Come, Lord Jesus. Now, there's so much more to say from Revelation chapter 7, and we will. We're preaching through Revelation in term 4, but for now, for this morning, I just want you to see our future. It's gathered with so many Christians, we cannot be counted, from every people group, from every time period. We're finally set free from sin and guilt and shame. Finally set free to worship the only one who is worthy of our uninhibited worship. And to top it all off, there will be no post-adrenaline downer. That day is just the beginning of our eternity with God. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, that's the vision. Now to the points, 2030 vision. Vision 2030. As I mentioned, we've changed our vision. Our vision used to be to spread a passion for God's glory as we grow and plant churches. That's what you can call an aspirational vision. It's a theologically rich motherhood statement. I love it, because it reminds us that our worship of God is not simply a duty, it is our passion. Christians should be the most excited, most expectant, most ambitious people on the planet. But it's also an abstract vision. If vision is supposed to be what we see, how do you see? How do you measure passion? So we've made the decision to shift from an abstract vision to a concrete vision. Vision 2030 takes us from abstract to concrete. Firstly, concrete, and it's Vision 2030. There's a date on it. There's something we can measure by. We hold ourselves accountable to by December 2030. And then it's concrete because we now have three targets that we're praying to hit. By December 2030, we want to be 1,000 people, one church plant going in Kempsey, and in our mission campus. So I'm going to run through each of those targets now. So firstly, 1,000 people. We want to be a church family of 1,000 people by December 2030. Now at first, 1,000 people sounds like a lot, doesn't it? I don't know what your reaction is as you see that, as you hear it. It's really just business as usual. Over the last several years, God has been growing us by 10%. And so if God keeps doing that till the end of 2030, we'll actually be 1,100 people. So that target is just a business as usual, what God has been doing over the last several years. The reason we're highlighting 1,000 is because it will involve significant growing pains. Instead of two Sunday services, we'll need at least three. So morning church, we're the ones that will multiply, all right? That's going to be painful, isn't it? There will be people you will not see that you normally see every Sunday because we'll need to multiply into two services. We'll need more small group leaders, more youth leaders, more kids leaders, more hospitality leaders, more Sunday service leading teams, more evangelism teams, more mercy ministry teams. There'll be growing pains. Growth equals change equals pain. Now, listen. The issue's not big church versus small church. There's toxic large churches. There's toxic small churches. The issue is healthy church. We have put 1,000 people in our Vision 2030 to keep us focused on growing healthy as God grows us bigger. That's why we say we're not a church with small groups. We're a church of small groups. You need to be in one of our small groups. We want every family member known. Remember the grand vision. It's more people than we can count. And so under God, we want to do our part to see God save more and more people. Target number one, 1,000 people. Target number two, that's our church plant in Kempsey. We're actually hopeful. It'll be planted in the next 12 months. We're talking to a church planter and his wife at the moment, and things are going really, really well. Keep praying, because really, the target is to see Kempsey as a church plant that is an independent, off on its own FIC church by the end of 2030. Remember, we planted Salt Church down at Bonnie Hills in 2016, and then it took a few years, and now Salt Church is an independent FIC church. And so here we are. We're part of our vision, plant a church in Kempsey. It's exciting. Which leaves us with our mission campus. For 20 years, we've used our homes, we've rented facilities for all our ministries. It's time to be in our permanent home. We call our future home a mission campus to make it clear. We're not building a steeple for people one day a week. We're building a facility where multiplying and maturing disciples happens 7 days a week. We're constant. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you notice it. I notice it. We're constantly making second best decisions by renting. We're grateful for our landlords, but this morning you've got no idea what the tech team was up to. We paid a lot of money for a very expensive camera that's been good for several years. The one morning where we really wanted it to happen was this morning, didn't work. Beachy's running around doing all this stuff. You watch what the kids' church people do and set up every single week. It's time to be in our own permanent home. People don't, look, where do you meet? Well, it depends on which day of the week you're talking about. Like, how are we actually known amongst our friends around the place? We're excited to be in our permanent home by 2030. Now, we own land on John Oxley Drive. That's over near the Innes Gardens Memorial Park. And we've hit a snag because of the recent exponential growth going up of construction costs. But under God, we're going to work out a way to be in our mission campus by December 2030. Lord willing, yes, praying, but we're drawing a line in the sand. 2 weeks ago, I sent you an email explaining where our planning is up to. Basically, we're considering two options for a mission campus. Our preferred option is to roll out a 2 to 3 year fundraising campaign, because it's going to cost upwards of $10 million to build on that block of land. And that, yes, that plan will look at ways of reducing the cost all the way along and stage builds. Now, option number two is to find a suitable industrial facility and turn it into our mission campus. If we can determine that such a purchase and a fit out would be substantially cheaper than building on our block of land, then we'll consider selling our block of land, using the capital to buy the industrial facility. That email went out just over a week ago. Now, I admit, option number two would be an emotionally difficult option. Many of us have rightly fallen in love with that John Oxley Drive property. That is still by far my personal preferred option. Having said that, we must keep in mind our primary objective is a mission campus where we can multiply and mature disciples of Jesus. The mission campus is just a rain shelter. So if we can refurbish a current building for substantially less, then we should consider that option. So here's where we're at. The brutal facts are, building on our land, refurb of somebody else's building, is going to be financially difficult. It'll take a lot of sacrifice. But that's true for every generation that has been called to build. Sure, some individual churches have been gifted extraordinary amounts of money and they haven't had to sacrifice. That's the exception, not the norm. According to property.com.au, the median sale price of a four-bedroom home in Port Macquarie is $1 million today, which means for our church family of 676, that's what we are today, 676 family. I'm so glad it wasn't 666. I can say 676. We're only seeking to build 10 four-bedroom homes. When I do that comparison, it seems to me our sacrifice is a reasonable sacrifice. Yes, if we can get it down below that, we're going to push to do that. And here's why I'm emphasizing we must set our mission campus target. Here's why we're drawing a line in the sand. Because we cannot be the generation that says, the problem's too difficult, let's leave it to our children. I'm not willing to do that. When I look at our church family, I know the monumental task is doable. If we all sacrifice for the sake of future mission in the Hastings, we'll get there. And now we know. Our target, our goal, our prayer, mission campus by December 2030. Okay, that is Vision 2030. We almost called it Vision 111. 1,000 people, one church plant, one mission campus. Vision, but it's Vision 2030. And it's worth noting over and over and over and over and over. God builds his church through word and prayer. We must remain faithful and committed to the preaching and teaching of God's word, and we must remain humble and diligent and dependent in prayer. For 20 years, God has grown us through his word and prayer. And I must say, it is both humbling and electrifying to see what God has done. Our official birthday is February 5, 2006. So why March 1? We wanted uni students to get back. So that's why we're celebrating in March, not in February. That's our official birth date, but the humble beginnings go back to 2004 when Steve and Laura Begbie gathered a bunch of Christians in their lounge room for a Bible study and started praying for a new church, that they could see Port Macquarie growing, and they wanted to see more churches grow with the growth of Port Macquarie. So they started a Bible study, opened God's word together and prayed together. Prayed for a new church in Port Macquarie. I'm eternally grateful for the Begbies. Because that beginning has always meant that our DNA, our heartbeat, our energy has always been to reach the lost. And within 2 years, those prayers and that effort gave birth to the Point Community Church. February 5, 2006 is when the Point went public. We put word out, we started meeting at Tacking Point Public School. That original core group was 15 adults and 20 kids, 35 people, which God has grown into 676 people today. It's an amazing story. It's God's story. I love being part of it. I trust you do too. Today, we celebrate our 20th birthday. Thank you to everyone who has pulled our celebration together. Well done. This is a great birthday party. I love all of this. I love all of that. Did you see what you walked into? These Polaroid photos, and we're going to write some things down. I'm looking forward to the lunch and the cake. I don't particularly care if it's cake and then lunch. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, hearing what God has done over these 20 years. And I'm very thankful for those who have made this day happen, the party celebration. It's an excellent party. It's not my skill set. I'm a preacher, I'm a builder, I'm a grower. I forget to slow down and celebrate. So thank you to everyone who's made all of this happen. Now to wrap up, back to the building and growing. 2030, 1,000 people, one church plant, one mission campus. As we set about Vision 2030, let's begin with the end in mind. The end is more people than we can count, all worshiping. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. When we set our eyes on the vision, oh, our hearts sing. When we imagine the glory of God covering the earth as the waters cover the sea, our today becomes crystal clear. Together, as a family, as the Point Community Church, we, our hearts yearn to spread a passion for God's glory. What does that look like? What's our concrete vision? By December 2030, we are praying, 1,000 people, one church plant in Kempsey, one mission campus. Let's pray. Father, you are worthy of all praise and honor and glory. We want to join that crowd right now singing, all praise and honor belong to you. You have won our salvation. No one else, nothing else could have done it. You are wonderful. You are glorious. We pray for your blessing on us. We continue to pray for your protection. Protect us against Satan and all his wily ways. Continue to be merciful to us. Enliven, enlarge our hearts to see you. Forgive us for becoming distracted. Forgive us for grumbling and complaining. Forgive us for sin. Father, we pray that in your kindness and mercy, you will keep us humble and keep us hungry. All glory belongs to you. We want to chase after you. We want to present you more and more to more and more people. We pray this all for your glory. So we pray for your blessing on our Vision 2030. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for our latest sermon, or better yet, join us live at 9:30 or 5 p.m. Sunday. You can find all the details on our website at tpcc.org.au.